Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 6. Jesus is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. The tomb was not supposed to be empty. On Friday, everything seemed so certain. Jesus Christ had died. His lifeless body was laid in the tomb. A heavy stone was rolled into place. Roman guards stood watch. Death had done its work, just as it always had. Early Sunday morning, the women came expecting the same reality we all know too well. They came expecting death. They came bringing spices ready to care for the body. They came grieving, hearts heavy with loss and disappointment. But instead of death, they heard life. The angel announced, "He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." Those words change everything. Jesus had promised this. He told his disciples he would suffer, die, and rise again. At the time, they didn't understand. It seemed impossible. Death doesn't reverse itself. Graves don't open. The dead don't walk out alive. But Jesus is not like anyone else. His resurrection proves that his promises are true. When he said he would pay for sin, he did. When he said he would defeat death, he did. When he said he would rise, he did. And that means his promises to you are also true. When guilt weighs on your conscience, the empty tomb assures you that your sins are forgiven. Jesus' resurrection is God's declaration that the payment was complete. Nothing remains to be paid. When grief fills your heart, the empty tomb assures you that death is not the end. Because Jesus lives, those who trust in him will live also. When fear whispers that God has forgotten you, the empty tomb reminds you that Jesus keeps every word he speaks. The stone was rolled away, not so Jesus could get out, but so the world could see in. The tomb is empty. Death is defeated. Your Savior lives. And because he lives, you have peace, forgiveness, and eternal life. Just as he said. Risen Savior, thank you for keeping your promise and rising from the dead. Strengthen my faith in your victory over sin and death. Help me live each day in the peace and confidence that you are alive and that your promises are true. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.